The Bach Chorale will be presenting some very special holiday concerts this weekend. And I have a special guest here in the studio from the chorale, one of the singers, Carl Brandt. And he's here to tell us what to expect this weekend.
Thank you very much, Jan. It's a pleasure to be here. Yes, we do have two concerts planned. They both fall under the rubric of Let There Be Peace. And to me, that's a particularly cogent topic this time of year as we look at the news and all of the events that are happening around the world. But these two concerts are both designed to let those listening in the audience lean back and relax and shed the cares that they have and imagine a world as a better place as they get ready for the holiday season.
Well, Saturday is the first one. It's at 7:30 at the First Baptist Church at 411 North 7th Street. That's where the second one will be as well. And you have a number of groups that will be participating.
We do. This concert has all ages in it, starting with our youngest singers, the Prelude Choir, which anyone who wants to sing can join without audition, and then moving to our concert choir for those that can read music and so forth, into our youth choir. And then we also have a special guest, the West Lafayette High School Chorale will be joining us in this concert, and the adult chorale will also be singing.
You have enough room for all of them?
We'll fit them in there.
Okay. And you'll be doing quite a variety of music from different eras and different styles.
Indeed we will be, Jan. The West Lafayette High School Chorale, for example, is doing a carol that the adult chorale did a few years ago called Betelehemu, which is rather difficult for us older folks to sing, getting all the words in, but it's a beautiful carol. The younger singers from the Bach Chorale are performing a winter carol. They're performing Jingle Bell Swing and, in French, Noël Nouvelet. Mm. So there will be a variety of carols in different languages, in different styles, some sacred, some secular.
And you also have a beautiful ending to the program you were telling me about.
Yes, we do. I haven't heard it yet because we haven't rehearsed with the young singers, but we're performing with all of the groups together, Let There Be Peace on Earth. And if you know that song, it will build with the youngest singers starting the first verse and then adding the intermediate age singers and then the West Lafayette group the third, and then the adult chorale will join in. And then with everybody singing, it comes up to the last line, Let There Be Peace on Earth, and let it begin with, and everybody stops singing except one small child who will sing with me. I think it will be a gorgeous culmination for that Saturday evening program. We'd love to have families there, children and their parents come. And one of the benefits of that concert is that children under 18 are admitted free of charge as long as they're accompanied by an adult with a ticket.
Well, let's move on to Sunday evening, and that's your Candlelight Lessons and Carols service, I guess you could call it.
It really is a service, and it goes back and has its roots in the service that's performed at King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England on Christmas Eve. It's a mixing together in sequence of lessons from the Bible, starting in Genesis. There are several from Isaiah, and then moving into the New Testament with Luke and John and Matthew that tell the story of the birth of Christ. And so these lessons are interspersed alternately with carols. There are some that we've sung before and that everyone will recognize and will enjoy. But we always try to do some new ones. And our director, Dr. Lauer, has brought in two that are arranged or composed by women composers that are just incredibly beautiful. One of them is a piece that people will recognize the words of in the bleak midwinter, but it's arranged so that the sopranos and altos enter alternately in overlapping snow on snow, snow on snow, snow on snow, snow on snow. So the last snow of one is the first snow of the other. And it's just like the snow fluttering down and layering on top of the ground. And then the tenors and the basses come in and then switch around. It's just incredibly beautiful. And it just paints a picture of what happens when the snow falls. So that's one of them. That is a piece that is written by Abby Bettina, who did some work up at St. Olaf College, which will be familiar to many of our listeners, I know.
Yes. For someone who maybe this will be their first time to attend this service or this performance, tell us how you begin and how it sort of evolves.
We begin with a single voice from the back of the church, high bell-like soprano. Karen Goff generally sings this solo. It's the first verse of Once in Royal David City. And then the chorale joins in the second verse, and we're typically dispersed around the congregation, singing a cappella. And then in the third verse, the organ comes in, and the congregation, the audience, is invited to sing along with us as the choir processes to the front of the church, ending just about the time that we finish the last verse of the hymn. We're carrying candles as we walk, and so it's a candlelit procession. And immediately after we are on the risers, there is a fanfare that will be played on the organ, and we go into O Come All Ye Faithful. And again, after two verses, then the congregation is invited to join in. There will then be a bidding prayer and then a first lesson, this being one from Genesis. Then there will be a carol. Then there will be another lesson. I believe the second one is also from Genesis. And then there will be another carol. And they alternate back and forth through the service, working up through Matthew and John and so forth, and telling the story. Beautiful carols, some of them the audience will know. Some of them we hope will be new and they won't know, but they will walk away thinking, oh, that was beautiful. And interspersed throughout, the audience is invited to sing too on Hark the Herald Angels Sing and Joy to the World. So they will recognize hymns and be able to join in joy and peace.
So it's all one unit.
It's all one unit. Mm-hmm. No intermission. It goes from the beginning to the end when there is a final prayer. And then there is a processional out by the choir to Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
And the organist will be?
The organist is Charles Manning. He has been our organist and rehearsal pianist for the past several years.
And, of course, this is all directed by the chorale's artistic director, Dr. Michelle Lauer.
That's correct. It's coming together, and it should be a beautiful concert.
Well, two concerts this coming weekend with the Bach Chorale and the Youth Chorale, the Prelude and Concert Choirs, and special guest West Lafayette High School Chorale. The first program is Let There Be Peace. That is Saturday evening at 7:30. And then the Candlelight Lessons and Carols are Sunday at 4:30, both concerts taking place at First Baptist Church at 411 North 7th Street in Lafayette. And tickets are available through the chorale's beautiful new website, I might add. That's bachchorale.org or by calling the office there at 429-5151. And I understand they'll also be available at the door.
They will be available at the door. And if you happen on a chorale member, they will have tickets too. I have some in my pocket right now.
Oh, well, I think I'll just open up my pocket.
Okay, very nice.
Okay. Carl Brandt, one of the singers of the Bach Chorale, thank you for coming in. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me, Jan. I've enjoyed it.